Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And, Pastor Lutz, in the last half hour, if you were listening to him, he was talking about making deals, and he said something in regards to me about making deals. Well, I must have got off with a pretty good deal with him, because in some senses, I can't ask for a better intro to part of today's or to today's program. If you were listening to the last half hour, Pastor Lutz was talking about the spirit of Jezebel in our churches, and that really is a good springboard for what I'm going to be looking at today, because I told Pastor Lutz when I came in, looking at the women that were involved in the invasion of the church in Minneapolis, or actually St. Paul, it's just the spirit of Jezebel out in the open. And so we're going to be kind of looking at some of that ourselves here today, but here on Live with Pastor Al. So I hope you'll stick with us here. And then after us, of course, Pastor Andy Rusnak will be on, and always a good program as well. But let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I do pray that you would bless and watch over us today. Pray that you keep people safe that are out on the roads today, especially this coming weekend. We just pray for people that are in the path of the winter storm that's coming into the across the country. And just pray again that you would just watch over your people. Help us, Lord, to be a witness and a testimony to those around us, Lord. Pray again that you'd use the program for your glory today. Help us be able to point people that are searching to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. And in all things, that we'd lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Just want to mention, of course, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can find out more about me, more about the program. You can listen to past programs there. We have everything up to and including last Sunday there. And last Sunday night, and you can listen to all those. And there's also a variety of articles there that I've written. The most recent article that's there is Everlasting Life Really Everlasting Life If It Doesn't Last Forever? And we look at what Jesus had to say about whether he gave us everlasting or eternal life, or if it was conditional, you know, only the possibility of it. And what did Jesus actually say? So that's my latest article, is Everlasting Life Really Everlasting Life If It Doesn't Last Forever? And I hope you'll check that out. And there's a variety of other topics and things there. I do want to mention, too, that that'll point you over to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I am the pastor, and you can find our church in Richfield, Ohio, 4174 Wheatley Road. That's 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. And I say Suite 200 because we're in a commercial building. If you're looking for a standalone building with a steeple, you won't find us. You have to look for our door. So 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield. We're right where Broadview Road becomes Wheatley Road when it crosses Brecksville Road, if that's not too confusing. And it's right where we're at there in the southeastern corner there. And right near where 271 and 77 cross, or the Wheatley Road exit for 77. It's all right there near us. And you can find us there. I mentioned that because we have our Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock. And no doubt we will be talking about some of the things we're going to talk about on the radio here today, the church invasion up in St. Paul, and some other things that are happening. Our Bible study, of course, it's an open format, informal questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And it's we've got refreshments, and we've got, generally speaking, some pizza from East Coast Pizza, which incidentally helps sponsor the program. They're located at 4889 Turney Road. That's 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School there in Garfield Heights. You can call East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And as I mentioned, that if you want to come out and visit us, we'd love to have you at our Bible study tonight or our church services on Sunday morning. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm currently preaching through the book of James. And then on Sunday night in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm currently preaching through the book of Ecclesiastes. And all of our services, you can find them streamed on rumble.com. And you can find us on Rumble. It's pretty easy. You just go to rumble.com, and there's a search bar there. Just put Richfield BBC for Richfield Bible Baptist Church in the search bar, and we should come right up, and you should be able to tune in and watch us. Now, especially tonight on Friday night, we don't always get the Rumble broadcast going exactly at 7. Sometimes it's a few minutes after. Bear with us, just barring technical difficulties or whatever. We don't have a big tech staff. The tech staff consists of me, my wife, and one other gentleman, and generally the other guy's the one that's doing it on Friday night, and so it just takes time, and none of us are experts at it. We blunder along as best we can, but we'd love to have you visit. If you can't make it in person, check us out on rumble.com, and there's actually, I believe, a link from there on livewithpastoral.com. I believe you can link over there. In fact, I'm just trying it right now, and yes, indeed, you can go right there to it'll take you right into, it's our church page, and you'll see that there, and you can just click on that. All right. Well, we're going to get into some other things here. We've already prayed. Again, look at our webpage. We have a lot of material there as well, and things hopefully be a blessing to you. But last Sunday, as I was getting ready for our evening service, actually, as I was just getting ready to go out the door for our evening service, is when the story broke about the invasion of Cities Church in St. Paul, Minnesota, and right there next to Minneapolis. And you had Don Lemon, the intrepid reporter that he is, who just happened to be in the service. He actually arrived late and sat down with his Meta glasses on so that had his phone at the ready so that he could let his camera crew know, and the camera crew was waiting outside in the car, and it just happened to pick this church to go to when anti-ICE rioters invaded the church. And we talked about this on the radio last Sunday night during the 10 o'clock hour, the first half hour of the program. And if you go to livewithpastoral.com, there's a link to that where Don Lemon realized he just happened to be visiting a conservative evangelical pro-ICE church in Minneapolis with his camera crew, an angry anti-ICE mob invaded. And it just appears to coincidences. However, if you watch his own footage, he actually met with these people at an undisclosed location and then got into his car, and you can hear him talking with his crew about, oh, we can't say where we're going, and they're driving. He's like, okay, we're going over there, but don't get too close. Stay back here or you can't be seen, and all this kind of instructions that he gives them. Tells about how they're going to do it, and then he goes in. And when he was in there, this group invades, and it's the very group that he was interviewing before. He knew they were coming, pretends that he just happens to be there. You know, anybody remember Roger Stone? Back when Roger Stone basically pulled out of his house in his pajamas because, well, he was a friend of Trump. And the FBI just just came in the wee hours of the morning, broke the door down and stormed in, the SWAT team and all sorts of stuff. And remember, CNN just happened to have a van there with cameras set up when it happened. They must have just been out there, getting stock footage at 3 in the morning or whatever when the FBI showed up. And so Don Lemon, of course, he's no longer with CNN, knows a little bit about this sort of thing, getting lucky like this. So, I wanted to look at a couple of things with that because I was looking at some passages in the scriptures, and this reminds me that we are in a very serious spiritual war. And as we said before in Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says in verse number 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Then he goes on to talk about the armor of God that's provided to us as believers. And what we saw happening there is not something new, really, to Christianity. I mean, look at over in Nigeria, where they're going into churches and killing people in the churches, pulling them out, killing them, or they set the church on fire, and as people try to escape the fire, they kill them, or they just kill them right inside the church. And Nigeria is not alone in that. This is happening all over the world. It's happened down through history. In the book of Acts chapter 17, we have Paul and Silas who are preaching, and in Acts chapter 17, it says in verse 1, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica. There was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them in 3 Sabbath days, reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some believed and consorted with Paul and Silas and the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy. Now, note, notice this. This is Acts 17, verse 5. Took unto them certain lewd fellows of a baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Did you catch that? They gathered a mob. That's what they did. Certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. This is a mob that they gathered together, and they assaulted the house of Jason, which is where Paul was preaching and teaching. And this is where the believers were gathered together. They assaulted the house, even though it's the house of Jason. This is a place where they were meeting to learn about Jesus and about God. So you could call it a house of God, because the church is not where the building is. The church is where the people of God are gathered together. And really, wherever 2 or 3 are gathered together, the Bible says that the Lord is there in the midst of them. And so this could be considered a house of God. And they assembled a mob, certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and they invaded the house of God, basically, where they were trying to peaceably be assembled. Well, this was not the only time that this happened, and this was their effort was to fight against the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what happened on Sunday morning in City's church. And the pastor, to his credit, even stood up there, said it was shameful, and that they were preaching, trying to preach about Jesus Christ. And they would not have it. These people came in pretending to be religious. And let me give you another one here. And then I want to play a couple of clips from a few years ago that might help you understand a little more of what's going on here. I'm going to go over to Acts chapter 19. In Acts chapter 19, there's another uproar that takes place. Paul is preaching in Macedonia, and while they're there preaching, he's headed to Macedonia. It says in Acts 19, verse 24 or 23. At the same time, there rose no small stir about that way, talking about Jesus, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana and brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together workmen of like occupation and said, Sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, they're in Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands, so that not only is this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. Now let me interject something here for a moment and say, well, what's this got to do with them going in protesting ICE and everything there? You got to remember, what are they going in? What are the ICE agents doing in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area? They're removing illegals, which the bulk of them are Somali, because of the Somalian population there. And they're removing illegals, and this huge fraud that's going on there, multi-billion dollars of fraud that's taking place, hundreds of millions of dollars being taken out in suitcases while TSA is told to look the other way. The fraud and the corruption. This kind of fraud and corruption does not take place, you know, on its own. You cannot take uneducated people from a third world country, bring them to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and have them start a massive multi-billion dollar fraud scheme that lasts for years on their own. They had help, and it's apparent that that help goes all the way up from the mayor of Minneapolis and through the state attorney general, Ellison, and also Governor Walz. And these people, some of them, they're talking about possibly being indicted. I hope so, because there needs to be accountability. They need to be held accountable for their criminal deeds. But here's this church that's preaching Christ. If people get saved and they turn away from their wicked ways and they begin following Christ, well, that might endanger the fraud and the corruption that's going on in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And you say, well, but you're just reaching here. No, it's a spiritual battle that we're going for here. And they're using the ICE, and they're using the killing of this woman who was trying to run an ICE agent over in Minneapolis as their excuse. Let's go back to 2020. In 2020, BLM, Black Lives Matter, was causing a lot of disturbances, and they were doing something that we heard going on in that church where they were saying, say her name, say her name. There's more to saying her name than you realize. We're going to listen to Malina Abdullah, one of the people involved and organizers of the Black Lives Movement back in 2020. Let's listen to this clip of Malina Abdullah.
When we say the names, right, so we speak their names, we say her name, say their names, we do that all the time, that you kind of invoke that spirit. And then those spirits actually become present with you.
The spirits are actually present when they say her name. Okay, you got that? She's talking about saying her name. And it's a spiritual thing. This actually goes back to an African pagan religion where they would call the names of people who have died. And they believed that the spirits of those people that had passed away came back to them. And I think I got my clips mixed up there, Eric, when I was doing that. I said Malina Abdullah, and that was number four. We were going to do number five first. And let's play the second clip there.
When we come out into the streets and we pray, you know, the first thing that we do when we hear of a murder is we come out, we pray, we pour a libation, we build with the community where
the
person's life was stolen. And it took almost a year for me to realize that this movement is much more than a racial and social justice movement. At its core, it's a spiritual movement. because we're literally standing on spilled blood, right?
Yeah.
And you can't pretend like that's work that's just like some organizing work. That's, you know, that's some serious stuff, right?
Now, catch what she's saying there. This is a spiritual movement. That was the Malina Abdullah clip that I mentioned her name first. The first one that we played was Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter. And this whole idea of saying their name, they believe that it's a spiritual thing. And this helps to explain why many of those that were present were invoking the idea that they were the true representatives of God there, denying that the pastor of the church there was a representative of God and that the people there were true Christians. They were trying to represent themselves as being true Christians when in actuality they are servants of the God of this world. They're following the devil. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Isaiah says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." This is what these people were doing. They were calling good evil. They looked at these good people in the church, and the one gentleman, use the term loosely, who dared Pam Bondi to arrest him, and a friend of mine calls him foul mouth, because that's what he has. Every other word's an F-bomb. And he's standing there yelling at people and intimidating them and trying to scare children. And he, at one point, he's shouting, "Did Jesus wear a suit? Jesus didn't wear a suit." In other words, you can't be a Christian if you wear a suit. And then he's telling people, "Oh, you eat well," and all that. And I guess you can't be a Christian if you eat well. And but this guy was a servant of the devil, calling evil good and good evil. And that's what's going on with this this whole group that was there, calling good evil and evil good. And this was an intimidation, is what it was, trying to intimidate people to try to shut down Christians that might support law enforcement, that might support getting rid of illegal aliens who have come into this country illegally and or overstayed and are here illegally, trying to shut down the preaching of God's word. These people are illegal aliens, or I'm sorry, emissaries of the devil. Get ahead of my twist around here. Let me get back to another passage of scripture here. Over in Proverbs chapter 17, Solomon writes, "He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord." These people are an abomination to the Lord. And not only are they abomination to the Lord, they're also lawbreakers. They're lawless. And, you know, I was there in Acts chapter 19, and when they stirred up the town against Paul and the preaching, and the whole town was in an uproar. The town came together shouting, "Great is Diana the Ephesian." The town clerk quiets them down in Acts 19, verse 35, and said, he said, "Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly." And he goes on to say, for time's sake here, in verse 40, "For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse." Now, the reason that he said that there is there was a Roman law that in Roman days, the Romans frowned upon people causing riots like this. And you know what the penalty was? The leaders of it would be put to death. Now, I'm not saying we need to put these people to death, but they need to be held accountable. And they are in violation, direct violation of the FACE Act. Look up the FACE Act online. Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, of all things, passed, signed into law by President Clinton. And it bars people from interrupting churches and houses of worship. Hey, Pray for the church up there in St. Paul, City's Church. Pray for churches that are standing up for the gospel, standing up for life, standing up for our law enforcement people, and pray for your pastor. If he's not doing those things, you need to pray for him that he'll bring his ministry in line with the Word of God. I want to thank you for listening. Continue to pray. Hope you have a great weekend. God bless. Join us next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night
from 10 to midnight.
And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.